Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples here, and we're continuing on here with the program. As mentioned, we had some scheduling changes, so we were really appreciative that we could get Kansas Big Brothers Big Sisters here on today. And I'm talking here with Tara Clausen, who's the area manager here with Kansas Big Brothers Big Sisters here in Manhattan. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So exciting time here. I know mentoring is such an important part of anyone that has never done it before. Such an important thing to do because there's so many young people in the community who need a mentor.
Absolutely. You know, we all could use that one extra advocate in our lives. So mentoring has a lifelong impact. So it's fun to be a part of.
Perfect. Tell us a little bit about some changes here that will be coming in the new year. I know you mentioned a logo change.
We do. Big Brothers Big Sisters of America has been working on their five-year strategic plan, which obviously impacts us locally here then. So starting in January here of this year, we are rolling out a new logo. So that visible signage for us will become more visible and changing here this year. It is actually a small B and a big B together in one logo. So it's a little more modern look. And the big B and the little B represent, obviously, our littles, the little B, and our bigs, the volunteers, with the big B. So we're pretty excited to roll that out to the community.
Very cool. And do you have a lot of need right now for mentors?
We do, actually. I did a quick look at the children or the youth on our waiting list right now who we've completed all of their enrollment processes, and we have 23 boys and 14 girls here in Riley and Pottawatomie County, Manhattan area, who are ready. We're just waiting for that perfect volunteer for them. So we do have a wait list, and we have had a great couple years, and so the awareness for us is out there. And so those that we are currently enrolling, that number is pretty significant at this point also.
What information do you need from someone who's maybe considering joining and being a mentor?
Absolutely. The easiest thing to do is to just give us a call, honestly. If you're a volunteer in the community and you want to learn more about what the expectations are and what that means and the impact that you can have, our number at our local office is 785-776-9575. We're happy to answer any questions. And if it's a family in the community or an individual in the community who's aware of a family where there are some children 5 to 17, 18, who could use that one extra person in their life, we'd love to visit with them and kind of discuss some of the possibilities there.
And, you know, it's kind of a good segue here, too, because I know January, as we were talking here just before we went on the air, it's National Mentoring Month, correct?
It is. This is a great month for us. So yeah. It's an exciting way to kick off 2019. But January is National Mentoring Month, so we'll be out in the public really trying to raise awareness and again, show the impact that mentoring has. It's so important for anybody, especially those youth who find themselves in some cycles that don't always have positive outcomes, to have that individual who can provide other opportunities or to be that positive force or just to be that friend who can be there cheering them along, making positive choices, being rewarded for that, being acknowledged for that, and really just to have that safe zone to ask questions of sometimes when you don't know the answer. And sometimes it's not easy to talk to mom or dad or that guardian and to have that friend who can give you the pros and cons list and help you make a solid decision is beneficial. So,
well, I have to say, I did a little mentoring a couple years ago with a kid who was in ninth grade, and this was when I lived in Nebraska, but it was through a different organization called Teammates up there. I don't know if you've heard of that, but yeah, I didn't realize at the time the impact I was having on him, but I didn't realize also his mother was going through cancer, and he didn't really talk about it a whole lot, but then she passed away, and, you know, I started to realize, well, he needed someone to talk to, you know, and I was there for him. You know, he didn't talk about it a whole lot. I know he did bring it up a few times, but it's those little relationships that you build, I mean, those are lifelong.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the things that I have found most rewarding since I've become a part of the program is it's fun and exciting to see that initial relationship begin and start. But what I've been able to learn, and I consider myself a Manhattanite. I've been in Manhattan for longer than anywhere else in my life. And to visit with individuals in our community who've been here just as long as me and know that when they were in college or when they first got out of college, they joined the program and they were a volunteer. And 20 and 30 and 40 years later, they're still that point of contact for that person. When something good happens or when something bad happens, they still reach out. And so the lifetime relationship, and that's what we're building is relationships. You know, we ask our volunteers to commit a minimum of 1 year, but that's a minimum. We're really beginning to build friendships, and we hope friendships are a lifetime. And have no end date on them. So,
well, I'm a big fan of mentoring. I think everybody should at least give it a shot, even if you're not sure, you know, because of the impact that you may potentially be having on someone's life here. And as you mentioned, there's a need here. You have a waiting list. Imagine you have kids come up to you every once in a while wanting to have a big, I guess, as it would be.
Right. We do. We have great relationships with a lot of different community partners in Manhattan and the surrounding area. And so there's lots of different resources and ways that you can become familiar with the program. But again, if there is a youth in the program, 5 to 18, who is facing some adversity or finding themselves on in positions where they could just use that shoulder sometimes to lean on or friendship to build on, we'd love to know who they are.
Great. As far as kind of taking a look at 2018, we've been doing this with a lot of folks here, but did you guys have a pretty good 2018 there?
We did. We had another great year. I kind of roll it into 2 years because that's kind of where we're focusing as a team that has come on board a couple years ago. We more than doubled the number of youth we're serving in our local community in the last 2 years, and 2018 was just as big a part of that as the previous year. So the volunteers that we have coming in and expressing interest only allow us to feel confident in reaching out to more of the youth in our community that could benefit from a mentor. So we look to 2019 and continuing that strength and building more and more relationships and getting that community awareness out there. The beginning of 2019, we have our signature fundraiser, which is the For Kids Sake campaign. Sometimes we celebrate with a bowling party at the end, but it doesn't require an interest in bowling and being a part of that. So that big event will help us kick off 2019 so that we can maybe even make more matches than we did last year.
Yeah. And those fundraising events are great because that is a good way, you know, not only to give, but it might maybe potentially find some new bigs out there.
Absolutely. The exciting thing for me when we do outreach events, both from a fundraising standpoint or just community awareness, is not only does it raise awareness for funds that we need as a nonprofit in our community, but we're always about the volunteer because the volunteer is the key to our program and the success of our program overall and long term.
Great. Again, we're talking with Tara Clausen here. She's the area manager with Kansas Big Brothers Big Sisters in the Manhattan area. I guess how wide-ranging is your service area?
Our service area actually goes as far as Dickinson County, Pottawatomie, Wabunsee County, up to Marshall, Republic, kind of up to the Nebraska state line. We currently only are recruiting volunteers in Riley County, Pottawatomie County, a little bit of Gary County. I guess five-year long range goals would be to ensure that we have programs in all of those counties that we serve, but really trying to strengthen our programs locally before we outreach too far.
Okay, perfect. If people want to give to you guys, I know you're a nonprofit agency. How do you go about doing something like that?
Be happy to take any phone call or email. Our phone number at the office is 785-776-9575. We're located at 519 Pierre Street, and we have a great website, kansasbigs.org. So you can get on there and maybe direct any questions that way if you feel more comfortable.
Perfect. Anything else here that we should highlight before we let you go?
No, I guess just the biggest thing is a National Mentoring Month for us. We really hope to get the word out there and start our year off strong. So if there is anybody interested in learning more about becoming a mentor, we would really welcome and love to visit with them. And be on the lookout for our new logo. We're pretty excited about sharing that in the community overall, too.
Yeah, do you guys have a Facebook or Twitter page?
We do. We do have a Facebook page and Twitter both, and an Instagram account. So KSBBBS Riley, I believe, is what it is.
All right. Well, we'll look for that here.
Yeah, check us out.
The logo change will be, I'm sure, posted on there as soon as that takes effect here. And that's later this month?
We're rolling it out now, so you'll begin seeing some of that. I don't think our website is quite updated yet, but I believe our Facebook is reflective of the new logo. So give us a call. Let us know what you think.
Very good. All right. Well, it's we've just got a few minutes here left, but Tara, if you got nothing else, we'll let you get out of here.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and hope to be back later in the year.
Okay. Tara Clausen again, area manager with Kansas Big Brothers Big Sisters here in Riley County. Dave?
All right. Well, we're a couple of minutes away, actually 3 minutes away from 10 a.m. here at News Radio KMAN. Thanks for joining us this morning. Tomorrow on KMAN's In Focus, make sure you join us as we'll have as our guests Karen Hibbard with the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau, and also Greg Eystone, Research and Extension through K-State Riley County agent, will be here as well. So that's coming up tomorrow here on News Radio KMAN. Rest of the program lineup for the day: Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick. The game this afternoon has Mitch and Mason. I'm sure there'll be some discussion about last night's K-State basketball game, among other things. We do have the Bruce Weber Show tonight, beginning at 7, here on News Radio KMAN. CBS News is coming up next. Enjoy a warmer, sunshiny January day.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even...